It was some shit that happened. I really can't remember, but it was somebody that put out a blog, put out a video that put up some information or some shit like that. If I'm not mistaken, maybe it was about this Cardi B shit. I'm really not sure, but I swear to God, she called me and sent me some information to counter what that lady put out. So she sent me, and I'm talking about Tasha K, sent me some information to put up on my channel, you know, and I wanted to do it, but for some reason, I'm just like, I fuck with her, you know what I'm saying? I just didn't want to get involved because of all the backlash and shit like that. My channel got shut down so many times, I was just like, man, fuck that. I'm just going to take the long route. You know what I mean? But I'm not saying it could have, but what was there a potential of maybe a collab somewhere? I kind of think so. Because if I would have took her information and put it up, then she probably would have gave me some more. Then we probably could have went back and forth. Maybe I could have did a show with her. I don't know. You know what I mean? It didn't go that far for the simple fact. I felt like, nah, if I do this, then I don't want to be attached to her because everybody is attacking her because of what she say on her platform, and then I don't want to be the casualty of war. You understand what I'm saying? And lastly, before I take these two calls, what I wanted to say is when I was interviewing Father Asriel Clary, I had him on the show. That interview, and I had Tasha K on there, so I had both of them on there, and I swear to God, I hate that shit so much because I was so drunk. I was so tipsy. I hated that shit. I regret even going live and having a person such as Asriel Clary's father and having Tasha K on there, and I'm all tipsy, taking too long to get the question out. Like, and Tasha K put up with that shit. And she, I give her kudos, man. But I really is ashamed of that interview. Not the interview per se with the father because I was on point with it. I think I was just a little bit too extra. You know what I mean? It's still up there. If y'all want to find out, just put up All My Reactions Media, Asriel Clary's father, and Tasha K. You know what I mean? I'm really embarrassed about that. I wish that shit could have came out better. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I never, ever did no live like that ever again. So 810, I'm gonna come to you, Brooklyn Academy. Let me go to 810. But shout out to Tasha K, though. You know, shout out to
Tell Cardi yourself, B. Nigger.
That's a damn shame. That is a shame. Brooklyn Academy, what's up, bro? God damn.
I don't know what happened on the first call. It gets cut off, I guess. What I was saying is it set a precedent with some of the bloggers not being able to just put any kind of random information out there without the possibility of being sued. So you have to use a little bit more integrity when you put in these stories out. Not you, but, you know, just bloggers in general, because usually you be on the up and up about shit, and I ain't never really see you put out no bullshit ever. So this don't pertain to you. This
right.
pertains to other bloggers that just putting out shit for clicks.
Right.
And the other one, not to change the subject, but did you see that video I sent you to your DM? That Moneybagg Yo video when he did a song with Dolph back in the day?
I gotta see. Oh, this shit right here?
I sent it to your DM.
I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, I see it.
Yeah. Okay. Ain't that funny how motherfucking the tides turn and shit change? Like, this nigga gave you, this nigga looked out for you by getting on your song, and you turn around and you dissing the nigga. But, yeah, like
indeed.
I was saying, that Tasha K shit, like, the shit that's fucked up that didn't make sense to me is why she wouldn't settle out of court if she was going to turn around and tell the court that she lied about everything. This shit don't make sense.
Yeah.
Remember when she was trying to? They was trying to settle out of court.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's some of the stupidest shit I ain't ever seen. Cause I'm pretty sure you wouldn't have had to pay that meal ticket if you would have settled out of court.
And you know she spent some motherfucking guap on the lawyers.
Yeah, so we don't even want to talk about the lawyer fees. We don't even want to talk about that.
Yeah. So you know she spent the bag. So that it was crazy. Out of all that, I still think that she got off good. She still got off good. She could pay that back within a year.
I'm gonna put it like this, man. It's always motherfuckers that's gonna follow certain motherfuckers, man. If Tasha K got her fans, they're gonna continue to follow her.
That's right, like R.
Kelly got his fans. They're gonna continue to follow him. It don't change. You like who you like.
That's right.
It's always been that way. Motherfuckers could be the most devious, most evil motherfuckers, and a lot of times you don't even see it like that. It's just like being in a relationship with a no-good motherfucker. You keep giving them chance after chance after chance till they shove that motherfucking knife in your back.
Word. Yep, that's how it is.
And you still might give them a chance. You still might give them a chance after that, depending on how much you love them.
I like to use the quote of DJ Pooh. He said, "You are only entertained by the people you follow." And I just changed it up. You only entertained by people you subscribe to. So if you're entertained by it, whether it is or whatever, people just look at shit just for entertainment, laughs, shock value. So people still going to be there, whether other people, yourself, not you per se, but people in general may dislike that person, but it's going to be hundreds, maybe thousands, maybe millions that's going to still support. So at the end of the day, she's going to bounce back. So she ain't losing nothing, but you know, it just, everybody, she just got to be more cautious now, and we all got to just be very careful on the information that we put out and the people that we think that's telling us the truth.
It just goes to show what drives the algorithm.
Right.
When you telling the truth and you got fact-based shit, niggas don't be really paying attention to that shit. But when it's salacious shit and you slandering motherfuckers' names and shit, click, 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 click. Violence, click, click, click. Sex, click, click, click. Destroying each other. Violence against each other, click, click, click. But when you talk about some righteous shit, niggas scroll right past your shit. When you doing righteous shit, niggas scroll right past your shit. Because, you know, to me, in all honesty, motherfuckers don't want to be positive. Motherfuckers just want to talk that game. It's a few people out there that stand on what they talk about. It's a lot of motherfuckers who do not. They do not. And you see it every day. Like I said, you one of the platforms that I ain't never seen you put no bullshit out. You always stand on the side of integrity. And I respect that about you because you a blogger. You out here on the internet doing what you do. You got a brand to protect. If you wanted to motherfucking make money and shit off the ass, you could just be putting anything out there, but you don't do that.
That's right.
And I respect that about you. That's why I stay fucking with your channel, because I know at the end of the day, you're gonna get some of the bullshit, but you're going to get that medicine too. And that's what I respect. Niggas don't understand that, man. Niggas don't understand that. Niggas just think everything is fucking just... It's just games, and you can say whatever you want to say. It's a lot of bullshit out here. It's a lot of violence going on out here. It's just some violent shit happened in Inglewood the other day.
Yo, side note, that ambush of the girl was 20 years old and set up and niggas ran up in there and just shot all of them up, four died. Like, it's like, what the fuck?
But niggas don't understand. That girl from Ma Piru, though. That's what the news ain't saying.
Mm.
That shit sound like some gang shit to me. And just like a lot of these young kids, they putting everything on their socials. So even if you don't tell niggas where you at, niggas could put two and two together and get four. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, oh, pull up here. Y'all can start coming now. I seen her little story. You know what I'm saying? Four out of the five people that got shot got killed. Three on the spot. One on the way to the hospital. And they all were so young. The oldest person was 25.
Right.
One of them was 20 and two was 21. And they all lost their lives.
Young, man. Young. yo. And it just be our people, man. And it's the shit is just sad and it's really fucking stupid. So, but man, I guess that's just what it is, man. I guess that's what it is, bro. And
what's up, man? But I ain't gonna hold you, man. I just want to say peace to everybody in the chat. One love, man. And it's Brooklyn to Cali.
Brooklyn to Cali all day, baby. Peace.
Yes, sir. Peace.
I don't know if I trust that number 805, but I'm gonna go to 718 though. We got New York in the building. What the fuck is that? You on the air?
What's poppin', man?
What's good, baby? Talk to me.
Hey, man. That lady deserves everything she getting, man. I ain't gonna lie to you, man.
Talk about it.
Yo, it's grimy. It's grimy. The way she moves, it's like you can't move like that. You can't just talk about any and anybody. And any and anybody can't respond to you the way they want to, can't put hands on you, can't see you, never will see you. It's just corny. And I understand you a blogger, that's what you're doing. But I fuck with your show. You're not negative prerogative like how she be on her shit. Like, so I think she deserves everything she got coming up. I hope she go broke. I hope all her fucking wine fall. I hope she get rid of the fucking wine glasses off the wall. I hope all that shit does. Fact.
What borough are you calling from, King?
I'm from Queens. I live in Florida now, though, dog. All
right, man. Shout out to Maryland, babe. You know what I mean? Shout out to Queens.
Yeah, man, but you didn't really, I mean, you put input on it, but, like, what's your real thoughts as a blogger?
Well, I already kind of expressed that, and I just feel like this is very important to all bloggers, that you have to really screen the information that you put out, especially if you're putting out on celebrities, on their business, their personal business. Even though it is knowledge and you got to expect public opinion, but if you try to dig and put out the real personal business and certain things that or exclusive content that really nobody don't know and you're putting it out there, you know, just got to be careful because now they're going to use this case as the template to sue every blogger that says something that may or may not be true about them. So they're going to use this as the catalyst, as the, you know, the template. So that's really my thoughts on that. And I know she really been hard on people when she be giving out her information. But, you know, at the end of the day, that's her. When she know what she doing, and when you put that kind of energy out there, you gonna get that shit back. So at the end of the day, you know, hey, that's some shit she gotta look in the mirror and deal with. Not me.
Is it going to make you change the way you move on your platform, or are you going to keep it solid like the way you've been doing?
I'm going to keep doing what I do, and I'm going to make sure that I put out that right information and do it in a certain way, in a certain manner. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I said. That's why I focus the platform, because you don't just bash people. You talk about a situation, but you don't bash. And that's
what
I rock with.
Hey, man.
But, yo, shout out to you and more blessings coming your way all day. And I'm going to just stay locked in.
Hey, man. Thank you, King. You have a blessed one.
You too, dog.
Peace. All right. 805, you on the air.
Mike, this is your grandma. There's a nigger on my house.
Y'all niggas is sad. Sad. I feel the same way Tyler deserves everything she gets. She is literally one Cardi's employee. She is literally one Cardi's employee. That's crazy. You've been saying somebody got a STD, sexually thought disease. You stupid. Like, I finally caught a live. It's 1.25 million. You're right. Thank you, LaToya. Hey, thank y'all for the blessings. But yeah, you cannot tell lies on people, man. This shit is just real. You know, Makita's about to wipe half the YouTubers off the map. Hey, I ain't been going hard on them like that. So it can't be me, and I hope not, motherfucker, okay? You know, this is what I'm going to do, because like I said, you know, I was away for a couple of days, and it was a long drive back, and I'm a little bit, I don't want to say jet lag, but, you know, kind of tired. So, but I'm going to run through this, and tomorrow, we can get more in-depth on this. So, hope this is not a disappointment, but, you know, I don't want to say I don't give a fuck, because, you know, my mouth is kind of crazy. But it is what it is at the moment. Rest in peace to Regina King's son, you know what I mean? Definitely. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Let me see. This shit right here. Let me see. Okay, so it's acting up. Okay, come on now. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know, y'all. I want to say, you know, I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Came to fuck with y'all for a minute. I'm just gotta relax. But I'm damn sure gonna be here tomorrow. That's for a fact. We definitely gonna enjoy ourselves tomorrow. And y'all be safe. Y'all be easy. That's pretty much all I can say. I see y'all tomorrow. Love y'all. All that good stuff, man. But I'm about to go take a shower and relax and lay my ass down. Y'all be easy once more. Good night. This is Big Dick coming for your YouTube money. Not you, Larry, but in general, wow. If you know the law, you know. Facts. Peace, goddammit.